Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
All right, the Common Sense Hotline for you to use. 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. You can get involved. We got Joe on the line in Owosso checking in. Joe, how are you today?
I'm doing okay. What you were talking about is what?
Dude, you sound all down. I'm doing. You sound like one of the Muppets. It's sad, dude.
I'm sorry, but anyway, it just, you know, Snyder should be happy. I mean, want to get once again, and I've brought it up. You know, the dumbing down of America, or at least why the ignorance and making mistakes gets rewarded.
Well, yeah.
All this money's going to come in, and, you know, my question is, gee, you wonder if they hire people that even know what pH is.
They don't. They don't know. You know, well, I'm sure they do, but the fact of the matter is they were ill-prepared for the switch, and they said that they were prepared, and then it didn't happen, and then it becomes this whole political football, which really is unfair, I believe, to a lot of good, decent people who certainly didn't do or intend for any of that to happen, but to call them racist and you're attacking black children and so forth, it's disgusting. It's reprehensible behavior to take that you know, the low road like that and turn something. Go ahead.
But it's easier to deflect the usual, you know, the really important things to something that's sensational, because that's what the humans like.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want to have to think about pH and science and what happened there and who's responsible. It's more fun to just, you know, muddle it in the water, because that's what sells newspapers and, you know, makes radio.
Well, that's right, and makes radio. But, you know, I wish we didn't have to make radio over that one, Joe. I appreciate you checking in. Thank you so much. Have a good day at work.
No problem. You too.
All right. The hotline, the Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966 is the place to check in. All right, and here's something else for you. You know, you've got all these stresses, and here in the next couple of days, I'm going to talk about the ultra-rich in this country building bunkers like you've never seen. They have underground swimming pools and workout places and so forth. But even if you're healthy and you're going to the gym and you're eating right, if you're stressed out, man, it might not be enough. Dr. Martha Bellery is here, a PhD in biological sciences. Doctor, welcome to the program, and I don't know if I got your last name right.
Good enough. That's fine.
All right. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good. Well, you know, and I'm reading this, all of these things now, you know, because we try to eat right. We try to exercise a bit, but then we're all stressed out, and all the benefit we may be doing for ourselves might be lost, from what I understand. Is that correct?
Well, in our study, we were only able to compare one dietary healthy habit, which was choosing a healthier type of oil versus an unhealthier type of oil, and how those different types of oils change our markers of inflammation in our blood. And so what we looked at was just one comparison. So there could be other things in your lifestyle and even in your diet that could be better for you, that would help you manage stress and your markers of stress better in your blood.
Why are people so stressed out today, Doctor? I mean, what's going on in people's lives that they are so stressed? Because it just seems to me we're more stressed today than we were 10 or 20 years ago.
Yeah, I think part of that is our memories aren't that good. I mean, I think we actually have always had stressors in our lives. Today's stressors are certainly different than they were 20 years ago. And the stressors that we measured in our study were actually stressors that many of us can relate to. Things like being stopped for a traffic ticket when you didn't think you were speeding, or things like unresolved interpersonal stressors, like having a conflict with a coworker or spouse. One of our subjects reported having a conflict with her child, where her child had marked up one of their walls in their home, and she needed to deal with that. So these are stresses that are real stressors.
I've had that one, by the way. Yeah, I've had the old marker on the wall stress. But what about money? What about job? What about, you know, unemployment? The stressors that are real killers.
Well, and so we didn't measure chronic stressors like that. This was an interesting study because we were measuring stressors the day before their clinical visit. But what you're mentioning is a type of stress that's even probably more profound and can heighten what we saw in the study, which was an acute stressor can increase your stress responses, and as we measured them with inflammatory markers. But chronic stress can kind of heighten the level that you start at when you add on an acute stressor like being stopped for a traffic ticket or whatever, which would even be worse off. So I think that's kind of one of the points of our study, is that these things seem to add up. Like having a stressor and an unhealthy meal certainly didn't help you, but even when you had the healthier meal, which again wasn't really that healthy, it just had a healthier type of oil in it, that stressor could overpower the effects of the healthier meal.
So even a short-term bit of stress can tip the scales the wrong way.
Exactly.
So what do we do to manage stress? We don't have a lot of time here, but what are some of the things that you would recommend to people? You know, obviously you still want to eat healthy. Just because you're stressed doesn't mean you go eat a cheeseburger and fries with gravy.
And there's a lot of good evidence, both in medical literature but also in practice, that things like exercise, really getting out regularly for a good walk, even in the middle of your workday, just to get in 20 minutes to kind of let your body out of the office, out of wherever you are. But also eating healthier chronically, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and this is just we were just testing a very high-calorie breakfast in this particular study, but eating healthier chronically could be useful in managing stress and managing how your body responds to acute stress.
Okay, well, and I think that's important. I think people need to unplug from time to time, put the computers away and the smartphones away. I say that because I'm as guilty as the next person for using too much electronics, which I think is also a bit stressful. I'll give you 15 seconds for the last word.
Well, I wouldn't give up on eating healthy as much as you can, and what that means is a balanced diet, enjoying good food with good activity, and unplugging, as you say, and focusing on where you are here and now.
Doctor, thank you very much.
Thank you.
There you have it. Just a little bit of stress can, you know, counteract all the get good you did today. That was Dr. Martha Baluri here on the program. Just something different, a little health advice for you. Why? Because I want you to be healthy. I need you to vote, for God's sake. Back in a moment on the Steve Gruber Show.